Hi everyone, Fionnuala J here. Just dropping by with a sneak peek at some exclusive content over on the Flop Culture Patreon. That's patreon.com/flopculture, where you will get an extra at least 2 bonus episodes a month on all things flops, sometimes bops, and everything in between. Hope you enjoy this little preview. Hello, bonus episode listeners, wherever you are, whether you're on Patreon, Apple Podcasts. Hope you're well. Happy to have you back here once again for another episode of Bop or Flop, talking about one of the most anticipated albums of the year. And it's only bloody April, and the album only came out in bloody March, and there's about 45 other albums coming out this year. We cannot catch a break. We are talking about the 8th studio solo album from Miss Beyoncé Knowles, Cowboy Carter herself. And joining me to discuss is Zara Heatherman. Zara, how are you?
Yeehaw, how are you?
Yeehaw. When I say yee, you say haw. I didn't say fucking yee. Am I right?
Ha.
Are you country queen? Do you like a bit of country? Do you like a bit of hold down, throw down?
Oh, I love a bit of country. Particularly love Dolly Parton. I remember there was a day a while ago where I went through quite a lot of her albums. Great crack. Like, it's just, you can't not listen to Dolly and not get like absolutely buzzed for whatever you're about to do. Otherwise then, like when I was in my kind of early 20s, late teens, I got really into like Marty Robbins. So real kind of like gunslinger country. Would have listened to the odd kind of Johnny Cash. Was never a big Johnny Cash. Got really into Hank Williams. So yeah, I have dabbled in country. And I do really, really like it as a style of music to listen to. So yeah, as soon as I heard that Beyoncé had a little country album up her sleeve, I was excited in a kind of very curious way as to how she was going to do it. Mm-hmm. And see just how country she would go. So yeah, I have a good, strong relationship with country music, I'd say.
What about your relationship with Beyoncé then? Would you also describe that as good and strong? Or are you a Beehive member? Are you a card-carrying Beehive member? Or Fairweather fan, somewhere in between, somewhere less?
When I was younger, I was a massive Destiny's Child fan. Like, loved them. Really liked Dangerously In Love then when that came out. And I did really like her music. But then something, I kind of dropped off Beyoncé maybe about 10-ish years ago, I'd say. Really didn't like, I think, yeah, Lemonade was one I remember just not listening to when it came out, and kind of had this really, like, I don't know what it was, this very anti Beyoncé stance where obviously she was just everywhere, and I think just that was not like annoying me, but I always kind of find that it takes me kind of a year or two after something's really big to get to it and kind of take my time with something like that. So actually, when you asked me to talk about this for this episode, I was really excited to go back to Beyoncé and see what I'd missed out on, and see, like, listen to her albums chronologically. So there was like a day in the house where I listened to Dangerously In Love all the way up to Renaissance in the house. And it was really fun and really interesting to see how her music has evolved over that time. And then, like, watching Homecoming, which I did last week, my mind was just absolutely blown and just reminded of how she makes and how easy it seems to her to make such infectious songs that, like, everyone can dance to and everyone can find something in, and really, like, wanting to get people together on the dance floor, that kind of stuff, which I know sounds really cheesy, but it is such a nice thing then when you watch something like Homecoming and there's like all these like groups of friends in the front row just like hugging and loving each other and like pretending Beyoncé is like their best friend. And then Renaissance just absolutely blew my mind. I think that album is incredible. So yeah, I think I've had a bit of a late renaissance of being a Beyoncé fan, some would say.
There you go. Did you like what you hear? I hope you did. If you did, you can listen to the episode in full at patreon.com/flapculture. Other benefits to becoming a patron include getting the main episodes ad-free. We love that, girls. And you get them a little bit earlier than normal listeners too. So that's nice, isn't it? Why don't you join today? patreon.com/flapculture. I'll see you there.